Welcome to Silly History. I'm Matt Bakarski. I love funny stories, especially when they come from real life. I've compiled a long list of true tales that made me laugh, and now I want to share them with you. There's a lot of crazy stuff historical figures did or said, and yet we've never heard about them. History class would have been a lot more interesting with some of these sprinkled in here and there. Hopefully there's at least a couple of yarns you haven't heard before. Let's hear one now. First held in 1903 to help promote sales of the French newspaper, L'Auto, the Tour de France is the longest-running and widely considered the most prestigious cycling race in the world. Cyclists have competed in the race every year since its inception, except the years during World Wars I and II. Thanks to its enormous success, the second race in 1904 was quickly organized. It would follow the same six stages, each stretching 250 miles. Five stages consisted of flat terrain, and the sixth a mountain course. Cyclists were given 1 to 3 days of rest between each stage. The rules also remained the same, save for one. This year, cyclists weren't allowed to enter just one stage. They had to compete in the entire race. The country went wild with excitement. Would Maurice Garin win his second tour? Or would Hippolyte Aucouturier or Lucien Potier claim victory this year? The towns and cities in which each stage would take place were particularly pumped. Not only were they hosting a portion of this would-be prestigious race, but cyclists from their hometowns would be representing them. Winning was all the more significant. Over 100 cyclists from France, Belgium, Italy, Germany, and Switzerland entered. But as soon as the race started, everything went downhill. Riders started to fall off their bikes after the first few kilometers. One broke a finger. Another hit the pavement first, finishing the stage covered in blood. Cheating proved to be rampant. Reports circulated of riders drafting behind cars to cut down on drag. Many of the stages began late into the night, and riders would attach a thin piece of wire to the backs of motor vehicles. At the other end, they attached small pieces of cork, which they held onto with their teeth. When the cars hit the gas, riders were towed down the road. And if they weren't being pulled behind a moving vehicle, they were riding in them. Chevalier, who took third in the first stage, was promptly disqualified after it was discovered that he took an unauthorized 45-minute nap in a car. Later in life, Maurice Garin even admitted to taking a train to avoid some of the more difficult or tedious sections of the course. During stage two, the locals of Col de la République wanted to ensure their hometown rider, Antoine Faure, led in front. As soon as Faure passed, they ran out in front of the other cyclists with raised sticks. They caned them and threw rocks, hitting Garin in the face. The townspeople continued to mercilessly beat the riders until officials arrived, firing pistols into the air. This wouldn't be the only time a crowd of denizens would commit such an act. In stage three, the people of Nîmes were enraged when they heard their favorite rider, Ferdinand Payan, was disqualified for constantly drafting behind other cyclists. They too, in protest, barricaded the road and threw stones at riders as they rode past. Glass, nails, and tacks were strewn all over the road, puncturing many a tire. Many cyclists resorted to walking. Nails were once again used against riders in the fifth stage. Because mechanical assistance was not allowed, rider Henri Cornet was forced to ride the remaining 40 kilometers on two flat tires. In the end, Garin cycled his way to victory. Potier took second. The results, however, were only temporary. France's cycling governing body, the UVF, was well aware of what had transpired over the course of the race. They announced that the results were tentative until they could figure out what exactly had happened. Deliberations continued for over 4 months. Ultimately, the top four riders, including Garin, were disqualified. So were a good deal more. Others were banned or fined. 15 riders remained as qualified finishers when all was said and done. Henri Cornet, who initially took fifth place, was announced the winner of the race. He was 19 years old and remains the youngest to win the tour. Director Henri Desgrange was utterly embarrassed. He vowed never to put on the tour again, but he quickly changed his mind and started planning the 1905 race, with more than a few updates to the rules to prevent riders from cheating again. At least, as we know, for a short while. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please subscribe, give it a 5-star rating, and share with not one, but two of your friends.